Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, let me bring this to you, Mfundisi Makamu. When we talk about self-righteousness, you know, I looked into Psalms 64 verses 8. Psalms 64 verses 8 says, "He will make them stumble over their own tongue. All who see them shall flee away." Self-righteousness goes together with self-praise. And when there is self-praise, there's an element of lies. And when there are lies, there is a surety that we will stumble. We will stumble. Somewhere, somehow, lies will catch up with a person. And they will stumble. And self-righteousness is a lie that will cause us to stumble. Funis Makam.
Tatana Rengi Abonga Futu Kutu Uilet. Nothing on Fundis one. Self-righteousness, it's a lie. Sisuka singa kwaz, Kusukanisa, Izinto, Sikamoya, Nezenyan.
Yeah.
Pavan in King on Fundis, not in South Africa, but all over the world. Unga kwaz, Uku separator, I u. Ukumkhonza uNkulunkulu ne-religion. I-religion, umfundisi, iletwa abelungu to separate themselves from umuntu angasi umuntu we-level yabo. Then sayithatha leyo nto lelapho sayi-adopta. Yaba yinto kongathi siyayimodernify. Sihlobisa kancane nje kanti le nto lela ayisekho kwezinto zikankulunkulu zezwi likankulunkulu into yenyama but leyo nyama le lapho siyithatha siyiletha kwezikamoya. We adopted the world to the spirit instead of then ke sifuna unkulunkulu ehla eza kuleveli yethu yezinto sizadoptile. You know, when God says something, God is not discussing like a fully parliament and a point of order. No. When God says, zip it up, zip it up. We are to naso sandla sokuthi uphakamise zip it down. Angathi let us discuss. No. Understand?
Yeah.
Then, tinake sifuna a discussion kwezinto zikaNkulunkulu sibeka opinion yethu kuti langaba uNkulunkulu uthe kati kangomela ngakwenza kanjalo. I-self-righteousness umfundisi wami uma uyibuka yibuki uma ngisho kuthi nale nto lela sayi-adopta ngoba yaletha abelungu ifika siyithatha siyifaka enkonzweni to separate umuntu ungase umuntu right. Uyibuka nasenkonzweni into siyenzayo sineyitulo zethu ezihlukile kwazabanye.
Yeah. Hey, madoda.
Enkulu eziphakeme kakhulu la eqaleni la kubekho etafula leglazi elinamanzi ibhodlela lakhona uma ulivule lithi kancane
notshwala
laba le abanye umakamu no Ray le kumele bayophuza le mgqonyeni le
sijwayele be
you understand ya bophuza le mgqonyeni le
yeah
are we better ungcono ngani. You know, the day when Jesus was betrayed, he was betrayed. As who do that? No, you don't enjoy that. Bank ban enjoy the most. You know, fulfill that. Bank ban fulfill that. Uneng at okay. So if I'm kiss again.
Yeah, ngobufana na abo.
Ngobufana na abo.
Yeah.
But tina ke umunge na enkonzwin. Uzambana wote na nkurei. Uye upete kelo. ubona ngendlela as
nabantu baqabuza icathulo zakho. I saw yesterday yabo mama baqabuza icathulo
zakho. I'm telling you futhi lamalanga lawa lapha ku kunembedi ingenayo ingena ilayisho umfundisi ahlele phezulu ashumayela ahlele embedini.
Yeah.
Kunamadoda la amile la phakamisa umbhedi agijima ashumayele akumelanga thinte phansi.
Hey madoda.
You understand?
Self righteousness.
Self righteousness. Emabandleni wethu singena ngo-11. Uma sizongena epulpiti abantu baphakame baweshipa uNkulunkulu ukhona uhleli uyenzela itiya ngaleso sikhathi.
Babuza ukucabuza nase officeini lakho
lapha. Babuya ukucabuza ngase officeini. Uhleli uma ngabe ukhona la ebandleni la ngesikhathi baweshipa abanye wena uhlele phansi uzifundise incwadi zingenamsebenzi as if abantu baweshipa wena. Abonke abantu baphakeme baphakamisa izandla bavala amehlo baweshipa wena uhlele phansi ngoba you think ukuthi you are better. Angisashoke kuma kuyindawo ye-uniform. Lapha elipiki khona mina nzoza nempurampura yami imeruni inephambane mupha so that ukubonakala ukuthi nanku uphete akumelanga ngifane nalaba la. And uma ngaba sigqoka imeruni sonke mina kumele ngifakanyana ile nto lela entonyana ine purple inyana so that ngi just I must be different because I'm God's generally. Self-righteousness. Self-righteousness, tatana rei, abantu bazo ngena ngalo mnyango lola. Wena, kuno waku especially wena. Uzo ngena ngawo. Bapaka mebonke. But how seka sikile.
Angetu ngena ngopete.
Seka sikile sukumeni. Kuna bantu balalisa pansi, banyathelwa pansi, banyathelwa ukuthi umfundisi akumelanga anyathele pansi.
Anyathela bomama badala. Ey, izibeleko.
And banyathela izibeleko zangasese. Ngiyakutshela umfundisi, ngiyakutshela. Self-righteousness. I-self-righteousness umfundisi, yeza nabelungu, bafika bayifake, sayi-adopta. And if he taught us, he beke bandleni singene nayo because we are failing to teach the world into sikamoy. Then we are adopting the world to the body of Christ. And it's funa uNkulunkulu a understand thina than look then I said, I know, angithi noNkulu, angithi nasezulwini phela. Wa ukhona uJesu, ukhona uElia, wayelida abantu, babengafani labantu. Ubana utshele kanjalo. Ayithi iBhayibheli lithi singabantwana. And it's not for me to say kutina mina ngobani bani. Bazalwane, let us take care ngale nto ngoba some of these things ziqala kancane. Umfundisi wami ngeke ngakusho la kuthi kunendawo lapha umfundisi ubizwa ukuthi umfundisi weyibusiso.
Hey madodana.
Kunendawo zokuthi noma wabingelela bathi na I greet Pastor Phumule in her absentia. Bishop Phumula in her absentia.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh. Ungrita kanjani lo muntu akekho la? But in her absentia.
Yeah.
Jehov.
Ngiyakuzwa mfundisi.
Siphakamisa abantu. And lezinto lezo uNkulunkulu condemns those things and we are not telling people the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322 and talk to us directly there. Talk to us directly there. And I trust that the Father will do you just good. Will do you just good. Look, man, the issue of self-righteousness, as I said when we started the show, manifests in many ways. And then sometimes some of these ways we have adopted, unbewitting. And it is simply because, to a great extent, we had become those kinds of people who had become quite carefree when it comes to this, because, hey, we were born into churches that are doing that, so we are doing it. That's where the problem is. Thank you so much to Dingane. Thank you so much to Rish. And thank you so much to Babonga Ane. We will be reading your messages.
Arikweng. Na o ka thagalela go araba dipotšišwana tše mmalwa ka thekgo ya gago ya Radio Pulpit. Ge o ka dira bjalo, o ka thopa ye nngwe ya divoucher tše tharo tša Woolworths, ya 5,000 tša diranta goba ya 3,000 goba 2,000. E ya websaeteng ya rena go radiopulpit.co.za go hwetša dintlha ka botlalo, o tlatše lenaneo potšišo la ka pejana le o le humanang mouwe. Re leboga ge o le karolo ya lapala Radio Pulpit. Thekgo ya gago e re thuša go tšwela pele go phatlalatša ditaba tše di botse. Re šomiša melao le melawana.
We are talking about self-righteousness, what it is all about. And look, self-righteousness is also visible and is manifested by greed. Greed for acquisitions. You know, we would see the scamming of the children of the Most High in the churches. So much money is taken from them for self-gain. This is what we see much of the times. And the sad part of it is that we keep quiet on this. We really need to talk with regards to this. Now, in Revelation chapter 3, verse 17, says, because you say I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Self-righteousness says that. I'm rich, I'm fine, I'm satisfied, all is good. Let me thank myself, let me bless myself. Hey. And you don't know that before the Father you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Hey, Apostle, here it is. Revelation 3:17 says it. This is the kind of self-righteousness we find in ourselves these days. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, yes, continue.
Yeah, I could like truly, man, let the truth be told as a man. There's nothing good about self-righteous. There's nothing godly about it. There's nothing holy about it. It is just rooted in pride. Or in an element, this is self-righteousness, their pride, and pride in oneself. Pride in what the person has also accomplished as well. You know, because you made mention of the fact that, you know, people get so comfortable to an extent that they're now, they're also very self-sufficient, hence Muruti. It's easy for them to bless themselves, isn't it? And, and to sing serious praises of them. I mean, people who are self-righteous, So babua kabubona, there's just that element, deep rooted element of pride, deep rooted element your self reliance. You know, you rely on yourself. So even your achievement, you achieve them kabuena, you know, and then because they don't meet the people who are self righteous don't acknowledge uguti. You know, the Bible makes it very clear, uguti, a man or a woman cannot have anything unless the Lord gives that person that thing. But umuntu self-righteous, ufuluguti, no, mna, I've achieved this by my own strength. Strategically, when nobody was there, you know, banahano, babere kisite botalibabo, na, or babere kisite whatever means that they think they've used uguti babe nama accomplishment. There is no way that they can acknowledge uguti. You know, they are elevated, they are promoted, they are successful because of God and His grace. I can JP in the way your grace. I could born a Mosawa Mudimona, I'll be anywhere. So, hence, you know, get element their pride, you pride them blind. You know, another thing I wanna, I'm just reminded, man. As we're talking back in the day as well, go varsity. Hey. I am to go persecute you.
Yeah.
Ke pela ke siwa go ba re keng? disciplinary committee.
Yeah.
The SDM. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, because they felt I could comply. I could meet the standard.
Ace.
And then I called Kerata Mudimu like nobody's business. But they didn't even see that because unfortunately, people who are also self-righteous, only element their blindness, they're blind.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they can't see any other person who is Tangkuluka. They just see their own goodness. And they can't even see the goodness of God in the lives of other people. But remember, when you embrace the righteousness of Christ, you are saying, Father, mina angikhoni ukuba right anyone. I'm gonna embrace Christ and what he has done and achieved for me on the cross.
Yes.
But people who are self-righteous, they very deny and they don't acknowledge ukuthi Christ, when he died on the cross, he died so that we can become righteous.
Hey, Munda.
So by acknowledging that exchange that took place on the cross. So now, nobody acknowledges you because you're under grace. You understand, you know, whatever went there, it's because of the grace, and it frustrated the hell out of most of them. And hence, I'm saying I will be in one committee after another. You know, 1 week, bang biza food. Hey, when sikubonile kuphi kuphi ukhuluma nobani bani, why benikhuluma in? You know that?
Hey.
And the next thing, the following week, again, it's something that they feel, I'll comply. You can't reach the standard. It's too high. They are very hypocritical people who are self-righteous. They're not on Avana pride. They're also the hypocrites. And the very people, Joe, you'll be so shocked that the very people that kept tormenting some of us, they would make us feel that hold that back. You know, you'll be condemning yourself for something the engyako, because this group, they will not even use the word of God as a standard. But the extra standard is about. And then, like as I say, you'll be shocked, Joe, as I'm talking to you now.
Yeah.
There's those very people. I was shocked when I was told that. Because, I mean, some of us graduated Tavane Basal. So the next thing you ask, ah, pela manka to come back, but oh, brother lawyer, lobe got street, kumbul, pricky fellow, sister.
Oh, brother, and see.
Ah, brother, long apart.
Yeah.
Long apart. What that can happen?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, all the time, but then we need to understand when we use our standard, we will always fall short.
Absolutely.
We will always fall short because when we use our standard, really pride and really when we are proud, really arrogance, element arrogance, and there is no way we will not for Utla Wajo. Utla is a certain sense, and like then told them Muruti Makamo Ari Kalusanguti, Kuba Neitulu isn't Kulu isn't Gaga, Abantava self righteous, Abas Begil, Abasala Guzo, because also people who are self righteous, they don't want to connect with certain individuals because Bafilo Guti Banabang well and well, so Abafunugungo, Layabo. But yet, in terms of behind the scenes, you mentioned something, Guti. You know, I think you moved to Makamu are Baba, before I can amokreking, already Usaluko, fitting Babu for Jews, when our Baba Fali Kishi Baba. By the time I can, we are straight, Tiko staging. What kind of king? What do you even call that?
Yeah.
Except for self righteous. And like as I say, there's a disconnection and a discord between you and the people that you are leading. Simply because of a standard, sahau, so si beiling. So si lengko di mu di mu di mu kwa. So not everybody can be able to reach.
It is sad. We need to really check the word with regards to this. Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Thank you so much, Apostle Phumla Mfene. There, we touching base on the issue of self righteousness. What it is even all about. You can give us a shout, 012-334-1322.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Bye-bye.
Blessed evening, Pastor Ray.
Thank you, Mambongi. Yes, ma'am.
Mfene, Lentate Makamu, and the other pastor.
Ngiyabonga, Mambongi.
Rale Wuhaka, Topiki. Now what I have observed, okay, yakamuto omutona asena ke nbileng involved motemo ke obke observe something like go re fellowship ba botlhoko gona le batho ba tleng ba fellowship ba botlhoko like gona le di groups re divided mare re ke na mo kerekeng e one re divided. You find gore le gotsa together le grow together mo kerekeng e one ke bo brother ke bo sister and then le tloelane le kgona go tlotla le tswe mo di lunch maybe le dilo ja kae go le monate. And then it happens gore go nne le sister o mongwe o tlile mo kerekeng a invitilwe then a feleletsa decide gore o tlo tsena kereke eo ke ntho ke e bona e etsagala bagolo ga tse a tsena kereke eo then o tla ba kry-a brado ntse a le teng mo kerekeng ba nyalana ga ba sene ba nyalana brada ke moruti so go raya gore sister le ene e ile go nna mamoruti.
Yeah,
then ba ntseng ba le mo kerekeng together kry gore a kry-a gona motho perfect ba kopane le dilo o mongwe a tshola ngwana ga a nyalwa and then le mosebetsi ga se mosebetsi o nkare o maemo ke mosebetsi fela o normale ke bitsana yalo o normale and then go nne le di-groups yanong go na le group ya bo mamoruti le group ya bo sister ba ba nyetsweng and then ba bangwe bale ba nna ko thoko fela yana ga go fellowship e monate ke selo se ke se observang bagolo kang tota and then life ya sister ole o tshotseng ngwana a sa nyalwa e ne betere a kry-e mosebetsi o betere yanong a tlhatlhoge neng o reka le koloi and then group e le ya bo mamoruti le ya bomme ba le ba banyetsweng ba simolola le go nna le kgatlhego ya gore ba ka mmitsa a ba joine and then go tla gore sister o le ene o kry-a le motho nkare go tlo monyala excited ya bone bomme ba le ya gola ke dilo tse e le gore mo kerekeng di a etsagala ya bazalwane and ga go right. Another thing ke gore re go nna le dikopano go na le dikopano tsa batšha go na le dikopano tsa bontate go na le dikopano tsa bomme but because nna ke mme ko kopaneng ya bomme ga re kopane re le bomme ga re bomme ro rotlhe go na le bo mamoruti go na le bomme kante ga re bomme ro rotlhe kante ga re bomme bo botlhe na ke dilo tse di etsagalang practically and di etsa gore re nne le di-question like tsatsi le leng re le mo servicing another young girl o sa nyalwang ke la botsa mamoruti o mongwe a re rona re le bo mamoruti re ka se participate because re bo mamoruti re tla bua la bofelo until that girl a bue gore mare re bo mme a kere re bo mme a gona bo mamoruti a gona bo mme phuthego re bo mme bo rorotlhe ke dilo tse di atsagalang ra di experience practically gore go nna mosadi wa moruti ka re ke ntho e nngwe ga ke tlhaloganye and then holy sister o sa nyalo bo tshola ngwa o tshola ngwana o treatwa ka tsela engwe. I think if le sister o bo o tshola ngwana o sa nyola wena self o ipiditse wa ipobola fopele ga ntate wa gago modimo wa ipankanya. So why other women have to gore kare ba go treata ka tsela engkareng o na le bolwetse bo burileng. Ke tsone tse nna tse ke di bonang tseo bagolo ke a leboga.
So I said Bongani, it's actually Bongi Murapedi. Thank you so much, me Bongi Murapedi. We really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Wow. Yeah, these things really are happening. We'll talk about this just after this.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Let me put on Pastor Green on this issue. I'm just thinking of what I just heard now. As if I haven't seen it. I've seen it many times, man, this thing happening. Yeah. These groupings, self-righteous groupings, that are occurring in the churches there. It is quite sad you see these kinds of things happening. And to a great extent, these have destroyed the lives of many people. And we need to be careful with regards to this. Pastor Green, after hearing what we have just heard, what say you?
Amen. Amen, Pastor Ray. Yes, we continue with this wonderful topic. Hallelujah. Self-righteousness. Hallelujah. You know, we find also a lot of people in our neighborhood, in the time that we live right now, that are self-righteous. Hallelujah. Sometimes this thing happens, Pastor Ray, that people will ask you a question to try to justify themselves, not because they want an answer, not because they want help, not because they want to understand it, but because they want to justify themselves. Sometimes they will ask you a question to try to embarrass you. That's self-justification and self-righteousness. People that think they are better, hallelujah. People that try to push somebody else in a corner, and then they feel that they are right, and they feel they are good. This thing happened in the Bible. Even the devil came to Jesus and said to Jesus, if you are the Son of God, turn the stones to bread. The devil, he was trying. He knew that it is impossible. He knew that it won't happen. But he was just trying, Pastor Ray. This is what happened even with self-righteous people. They are just trying. They know that whatever they ask, even if they can get the right answer, it will not satisfy them because it's not what they want. Yeah? There is something else that they are looking for. Otherwise, they want to embarrass somebody, or they want to undermine somebody, or they want to belittle somebody. But that is not the plan of God. Self-righteousness is not from God. I have a verse here that I want to read, Pastor Ray. In my Bible, in the book of Matthew chapter 22, I want to read, let me read from verse 34. Then we can get the whole picture. But when the Pharisee heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. Jesus has silenced the Sadducees. And now the Pharisees have gathered together. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him and saying, teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Which is the greatest commandment in the law? He didn't ask this question, Pastor Ray, because he wanted an answer. No, he asked this question because he was testing Jesus. This is what self-righteousness will do. People will think I'm better than somebody else. People will think I know better than somebody else. Sometimes people will ask a question, not to fellowship around the word of God, but to push somebody in the corner. That's why many times you find even men of God, they will misunderstand each other on the word of God, because we don't ask a question because we want to understand it. We ask a question because we undermine somebody and feel that we are better. You know the other thing, Pastor Ray, that
make us to feel that we are self-righteous. It's when I preach a message and feel that I'm preaching better than somebody else, or preach with such a manner that people must say I'm preaching better than other people. That's self-righteousness, Pastor Ray. That is self-righteousness. I think sometimes we must just preach and leave it. Let the Holy Spirit of God speak to us and speak for us. Hallelujah. So this man was asking this question. What is the greatest commandment? What is the greatest commandment in the law? I say again, like I said earlier, Pastor Ray, he didn't really want an answer. But Jesus answered him. Verse 37, Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Verse 38, this is the first great commandment. Now Jesus have answered him. Jesus have given him the correct answer. But that was not what the man was looking for. The man wanted to belittle Jesus. He was testing Jesus. He was under the impression that Jesus don't have an answer for this. Verse 39. This is still Jesus speaking. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. This thing's Pastor Ray. Jesus have answered him right. Jesus have answered, giving him the right answer. But this man was not, that was not his intentions. Because the man was full of self-righteousness. Just hear what verse 40 say, on these two commandments hang the whole law of the prophets. You see now what happened, Pastor Ray. This Pharisee now, he was embarrassed. Because when somebody is always self-righteous and think that he's always better than somebody else, Pastor Ray, such a person will be embarrassed, and not embarrassed by people, but embarrassed by the Lord himself. Hallelujah. You will be embarrassed by the Lord himself. Because if we go around with this kind of a spirit, it's not in the will of God. It's not what God wants. Hallelujah. God wants us to be humbled. God wants us to be acknowledged that when we are wrong, we are wrong. When we don't know, we don't know. When we don't understand, we don't understand. We don't have to act as if we understand everything while we understand nothing. We don't have to act as we know everything while we know nothing. Self-righteousness can cause us sometimes to be really embarrassed. God bless you, Pastor. We will continue now.
All right. Thank you so much, Pastor Green. I really appreciate. And send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter.
Radio buzzing of life, 657 AM.
All right, Dingana there says, afternoon, Holy Saints. Self-righteousness is when one is trying to make things better than God, than to believe that God did it for us by his one and only Son, Jesus, the Word of God, who was sent to heal our sicknesses. In every area of our lives, there is no use to slaughter animals for any reason in terms of self-cleansing or removing a curse or bad luck. Hebrews 10:18, it say, when the forgiveness of our sins has been made, there is no need to sacrifice for sin, because the forgiveness of sin has already been made. That is Dingane there. Thank you so much, Dingane. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Babangani.
Ngithuba ngibingelele kwemfundisi Ray, ngibingelele nama guest e-studio. Ngibingeleleke nabalaleli bonke be-Radio Pulpit egameni elingaphezu kwawo wonke amagama, igama likaJesu Kristu waseNazaretha. Isihloko esithi self-righteousness, ukuzenza ongcwele, kuba ngungcwele-ngcwele owazi konke, umuntu-ke oyisiqenqe otshela ukuthi yena-ke wuye-ke owazi kangcono-ke kunabanye abantu. Lokhu ke okukhulunywa ngabanye abantu akakuthathi ke yena ufuthi ke uyena ke owenza ke kangcono ke kunabanye abantu. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 16. Be not overly righteous and do not make yourself too wise. Why should you destroy yourself? Ungabi ngolungileyo ngokudluleleyo. Ungazenzi ohlakaniphileyo kakhulu. Uzichithelani na? When Solomon says, be not overly righteous, he means do not be self-righteous. Grace is a divine favor of our God restored upon us through Jesus Christ. Man has nothing in himself. The Father considers Jesus' righteousness as though it were your righteousness. Jesus' character stands in place of your character. God accepts you as though you have never sinned. The sacrifice that Jesus made on our behalf was everything that God required, perfect and complete. It is God's grace that lays the foundation for an obedient life. Akatholakalanga ke umuntu okwakumeleke ukuthi azosihlenga ke ezonweni zethu kodwa ke kwaba ke indodana kaNkulunkulu eingana sici indodana kaNkulunkulu eyayithembekile okuyindodana kaNkulunkulu eyayilungile akekho ke umuntu obengeza ke ukuthi asimeleke esikhaleni uJesu wathi thuma mina baba ngoba sekaswelakele umuntu abengawenza ke lo msebenzi. We are pardoned and saved on the strength of our faith in his righteousness alone. His righteousness is the only righteousness that has any worth. Man was made for covenant communion with God in righteousness and holiness in which we were first made. God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem mankind and restore the image of God in true righteousness and holiness. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. The Lord's will, Romans 6, verse 19. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For as just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so for holiness, to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. And that you put on the new man, which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness. That redemption is only available by God's grace through faith in Christ as our Savior from the sin that separates us from God. Ephesians 2 verse 8 to 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. 9. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. Romans chapter 5 verse 19. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. I thank you. God bless you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. Thank you, Babangani.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
All right. Send us your WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let me bring this to you, Babangamu. When we talk about self-righteousness, this is also something to look into. Self-righteousness, in many cases than one, I spoke about people proclaiming each other's goodness and victories, but also In Luke 19, verses 22, it says, "And he said to him, out of your own mouth I will judge you, and I will judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I was an austere man, collecting what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow." Self-righteousness is when we are actually given the commission to minister, but we keep that to ourselves. And we know the Father said, "Do business till I come." And the Father returns, and then we are actually found in such a way that we had taken that talent which had given us, say kupela say bega la pen. Pela mai kupela guchu ibega guwe benefita wenu iwan ayabanye. So aizali, aizali. So ibusela guba binjalo. Nayo ge enye. And he says that is wicked servanthood. Huh? He describes it as a wickedness. We must be careful, Mfundisi Makamu.
Kunjalo Mfundisi Wami. Kunjalo kumele siqaphele kakhulu ukuthi naloku baba sithume khona siyenza khona yini ora sigubhele lokhu baba sithume khona. It is very important ukuthi sikubheke lokho ngoba most of the times uma baba athi nahamba wenze into so angathi hamba benefita wena, but it's about the people because people must know him through you. Unkulunkulu uma kuneyinto angayenzi ukuthi akaphumi yena ayebantwini ngomoya, uza kuwe as a human being, afika khulume nawe, afaka umoya wakhe kuwe, athi go and do this, represent me. But instead of us representing him, we represent ourselves, we benefit ourselves, and at the end, umoya uNkulunkulu akasa benefit next. Mina ngi-right nabantwana bami, ngidlile, ngisuthe, and do you know kutina mfundisi wami is self righteousness kukhona amabandla amabili enkinga wahambela.
Yeah.
Elinye lise Irene, elinye lise Nkangala. Uma ufika itulu ziyafana. Asikho isitulu saka Rain saka Makamu laphayana awu bishop or archbishop. No. Ziyafana. Ngangihamba nonkosikazi wami eIrene. Safika sabuka. Ngangicabanga ukuthi na umfundisi njengoba kuhle kanjena la ebalungwini azoyehla nge-aeroplane phela la ora nge-helicopter. Oh Lord, usukuma khona la kugcwele abantu khona la etulweni ezifana nalesi mina nonkosikazi wami ngihlele kuso. We understand. But manje what we are doing umfundisi wami emabandleni, mina nginisitulo sami isofa lami mina ngedwa ngizolibeka le phambili le ngibuke ebantwini, abantu babuke mina ngi-TV lapha nanihlele khona. Babukele mina. Loko nilethelwa amanzi ngala mantombazana agqoka ama see through lawa la as a phambili. You understand?
Yeah.
So self righteousness yonke lento le. Do you know ukuthi emabandleni wethu umfundisi wami sinama classification yokuthi isand, i-platinum, i-copper, i-gold, i-diamond, according to ukuthi umakamu zengani, zengekorora, ya mupunyaka. Saka 82 le Chrisid. Oh, yeah. R21. Oh, hi. Uisandilo.
Hey, matot.
So, kuta kahul.
Hey, matot.
Then, I'm a gold, I'm a old, I'm a A4,
yeah.
A6, A7. You understand? Then sekuba nama platinum laba ukuthi na uma bafika nje bafika bagqoka ama leather jacket labo imikhaba ingakho.
Ama platinum.
Ama platinum ke lawo.
Yo.
Sinayo le nto le lapha mafundisi. And uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi na singaziboni singcono ukundlula umfo wethu. That is God's mind. That is the mind uNkulunkulu ahlele kuyo. Mina, I'm not better than uthi Apostle Paul. Ngendlela uzithoba ngayo, think of others as better than yourself. Don't have azathina. Although Jesus was God, but akazanga funa ukukhwela afane naye. And at that moment angafunanga ukukhwela afane noNkulunkulu azifanise naye. UNkulunkulu elevated him So let us not be elevated by people. Let us not seek ilento lela yabantu, but let us seek ukuthi uNkulunkulu usiphakamisa yena at his own right time. And let us not bring the world to the church. Let us influence the world to do his will.
Yakuza makamo. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. I need to hear from you as to what you make of this. We're talking about self-righteousness and what it is even all about. Let's take your calls. Hello there. Hi.
Hi, my brother, Brother Ray.
Hey, Putwami.
Pastor Green. Pastor Makama.
Amen.
Self-righteousness. Namazi akhuluma nathi esithi siyibandla lalaye. Esizishaya sifo kwasithi thina asisena sono. Esibazile abazalwane bengena thi mina ngisena sono, mina ngisena sono. That is not true. As long as siphila kulo mhlaba osabuswa uSathane, the prince of the heavens.
Yeah.
He said righteousness is self-promotion. Elethe ama division nokuhlupheka kwamabandla. Ngoba I leader ehamba iminyaka noJesu Kristu ekhuluma ngesono. Abantu abamthandi loyo umuntu okhuluma iqiniso. Ngoba bezofuna umholi othize. Befuna umholi who will rubber stamp anything they do. Self-righteousness is when we are being attacked by demonic influences. We will be blaming God. Hey man, why is family in for every year? Good for in number of family. Mina, I'm serving God and I'm faithful to God.
Yeah.
Why God do not protect my family? Is self-righteousness there?
Yeah.
Ukuthi unifake into ethize and ufanele uNkulunkulu enze enye into ethize. Any self-righteousness, ukuphakamisa abaholi bethu, inviting umuntu uze sithi he's a saint wethu, uzolalela umfundisi wethu. He's such a dynamic speaker, lo mholi.
Sure.
Jesus Christ is not mentioned there. Kuthi ngakusasa nakenza izinto ezimbi kuwe isonto ngoba vele ube yi-altar ethenjwa abantu, hayi uJesu Kristu. They were not preaching the word. Bebeziphakamisa bona
ngokwabo
vele lapha ngokwabo bevela kuma-TV, kepha manje bathole besemabhokisini amakhodi bebheke phansi sengathi yile nto yizenqunywa umlomo bathulile bengazi lutho. Because they were declaring ukuthi their words lying. Ekhuluma amanga. Their words are direct from God. Umholi nakasho njalo athi mina my words are direct from God. Phuma lapho.
Yeah.
Phuma lapho ngoba lo muntu uziphakamisa yena yena. Uthi mhlawumbe uyahamba ezilweni ayokhuluma noNkulunkulu bese uyabuya futhi. So, Brother Ray, isikhathi sesiyashona, so uNkulunkulu anibusise, to God be the glory.
All the time, may the Father be glorified. Thank you so much, Budwami.
Thank you, sir. God be the glory.
All the time. We take your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit it is. We trust the Father is doing you well. We trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much in a mighty way. Right, let's listen to the last comments, the last roundup of comments. And let me start with you, Bab Makam. Let me give you 2 minutes.
to do your final comments on the issue. Check it out. Romans chapter 2 verse 1 says, therefore you are inexcusable. Oh man, whoever you are who judge, for in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same things. Self-righteousness is when we judge people and we think we are better than them, but we do the same things. I mean, the apostle alluded to that. Finally, what say you? Murete?
Mfundiswami, elo gcina elami ukuthi na let us be careful ukuthi senzani ngoba uNkulunkulu ubhekile.
Yeah.
Let us not find ourselves sibe trapped ku self righteousness. And as a body of Christ, we must influence the world. Let us not allow the world to influence us.
Yeah.
Izinto zenza ukuthi DJs le na America nezinto zenza ama Nigeria le masiphelele khona le mazingezila thina masikhonze uNkulunkulu wa wethu la eSouth Africa uyo uNkulunkulu wa the world but asimkhonze ngendlela yethu yokuthanda umfo wethu njengoba ngizithanda nami singahlukani nabafowethu sihlale nabo sibathande siba embrace ez ubuntu bala bukhona and ile nto uNkulunkulu ayidingayo because if we fail to do that we are adopting itayela zokuhlala phambili adopting itayela zokwenza yini let us do the way not be influenced by a TV or OTDJX or Oban to God be the glory.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Apostle, let me give it to you also, and we gave Bab Makam the last 2 minutes here, Keo Kuluma. Let me give it to you. The aspect of self-righteousness, something we need to look into. And we find this thing also in the aspect of being selfish. Selfish. Yeah. And this is a blatant disregard of the rights of others. Ezekiel 34:18, it's too little for you to have eaten up the good pasture that you must tread down your feet to your feet the residue of your pasture and to have drunk of the clean waters that you must foul the residue with your feet. Always making sure that others don't get the benefits you get. Wabasinyeletsa. As long as when you have your own, that's how it goes. Yeah. What say you finally?
Finally, the long and short of it all, I can simply summarize it or sum it up, Romans 10, verse 3. Or they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. So at the end of the day, the issue of self-righteousness is man-made. You know, we use our strength, we use our ability, we use everything that has to do with us. We are self-reliant, we are selfish, and we don't acknowledge the fact that we need to be submitted under God's righteousness. We don't realize that we need to really lay down whatever we think is right and in order to embrace the righteousness of God.
Sure. Wow, thank you so much. And Gladwin Dube says, Sibongi topic bafundisi bami ngibingelela nonke gameni inkosi yethu Jesu. Self-righteous bafundisi ngibona nakubafundisi laba baku Facebook. Uthola umuntu eshare iverse kodwa ubeke nesithombe sakhe uzibuze ukuthi isithombe sakhe sifunani. God bless bafundisi. Hey, my daughter. So, usibeke phezu kwevesi. Hey, my daughter. Hayi, ngiyashuba. Hayi, ngiyashuba straight. Hayi, ngiyashuba. Ngiyashuba. Ngiyakuzwa ke Gladwin Dube. Ngikuzwa kahle. Dube limthende. All right, and Pastor Green, finally, let's hear what you say. I think we will rush it a bit, Pastor Green, and I will take it just from a little bit in the middle there. Because time really has gone, and I want to hear what you say with regards to this.
Right. Pastor Green, finally, what comes to mind, as we close?
Don't preach there, Pastor Ray.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't hear this kind of verses. We'll just hear how everyone is righteous.
Yeah.
We'll just hear how everyone is perfect.
Yeah.
We'll just hear how everyone is more than conquerors.
More than conquerors.
Which is not wrong, Pastor Ray.
Uh-huh.
But when you look at verses like this,
yeah,
sometimes this thing that we talk about our righteousness, it makes us sometimes to look down on other people. We say things with the wrong intention.
Yeah.
We say things with the wrong motive. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Jesus is speaking here. Jesus said, if the blind lead the blind, they will both fall into the same ditch.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In other words, if I think I can see, but I'm also blind, and I want to lead other people that cannot see,
hey,
I'm going to mislead them. I'm going to deceive them.
Yeah.
Because I'm self-righteous. I feel that I'm right, but I'm not right.
Mm.
When we go further in this chapter, Pastor Ray, Jesus asked the question, how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck that is in your eye, while you don't see in your own eye that you have a plank?
Yeah.
There's another verse in the Bible that say, you must sweep first before your own door.
Mm.
Then it will be easy to sweep in front of other people's doors. So I cannot look and try to feel that I'm better than my brother while I'm not seeing myself, Pastor Ray.
Mm.
You see, self-righteousness, it makes us also not to see where we are standing with the Lord. It makes us also, it confuses us on a way.
Mm.
That we may not see where we are with the Lord. We may not see where is our spiritual level with the Lord.
Yeah.
When somebody is self-righteous, Pastor Ray, they don't want to do introspection.
Mm-mm.
Self-righteous people don't do introspection because they feel I'm right.
Yeah.
They feel I'm good. King David said to God, search my heart. Search my heart.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
But we live in the time that people will say to you, no, I am righteous. I am okay. I'm well. There's nothing wrong with me.
Mm.
Self-righteousness. We will look for a speck in somebody else's eye while we don't see ourselves. In other words, Pastor, you will point somebody with a finger while we are unaware that three fingers are pointing back at us.
Mm.
So we have to be very careful. I always, when I preach, especially when I go outside, preach in the open airs, in the revivals, I like to say to people,
It just cuts there. But time has really gone. Sorry about that, Pastor Green, but it just cuts there. All right. Thank you so much, Apostle Phumla Mfene. Thank you. Much power and love to you.
Much grace and love to you and Muruti Makamu, Muruti Green, and all our listeners. And yeah, Nandu Gubala, as we sign out. Shalom, shalom. Grace upon grace.
Grace upon grace. Amen and amen. And of course, Mfundis Makamu, thank you so much. I really appreciate, sir.
Inkomo Mfundis Wami, Inkomo Shikomba Shemkatekis.
And
yes,
continue, sir.
Bengiti Shikomba Shemkatekis, no Apostle Mfene, no Pastor Green, and all the listeners.
Auzege. Thank you so much. And then, of course, we are going to have a beautiful show next week. We are going to be talking about our weapons and armor. Thursday Live, yes. Our weapons and armor. It's happening next week. Thank you, Muruti. Thank you. And then, of course, thank you so much, Pastor Green. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for praying for us. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. His name is Yahuwah Elohim, and we are grateful to him. The only true potentate, Christ, Yahushua HaMashiach. And we say, Tuda,
Rabang.
Get back to basics every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. with Ray Lekgodi as he tackles relevant issues and unlocks truths with interactive dialogue. Back to basics with your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, 657 a.m.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.